spread through the hearts.
Okay.
Okay, so the first question is basically there's two really important tosefuses, and it really comes down halacha lemaisa, this question, right? But there's two parts of it to the question, two aspects, but I put them both together just because two tosefuses deal with them, yeah? So when we say Eino Nemarim B'chol Lashon, yeah, the list of things that can be done in any language, yeah, do you need to basically be able to understand the language? It's like an important question, right? And also a question lemaisa, right? And then the second question I'm kind of bolting on, just because I think Shem Omer said the question when we did it. He said, well, what about, like, there's tons of things which are, like, not listed in this Mishnah, right? You know, like Birchas Peiros and things like that. Like, you know, how come they're, like, they're left out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So so basically, two tosefus actually deal with both of these questions, yeah? So the first tosefus, Dibur Matzchil Mo, let's have a look at it inside. Right, Elu Nemrim. So he says, Mo Elu Nemrim B'Lashonam. Right, so he's got a bit of a different girsa, which is actually very, very important. Yeah, he says, Elu Nemrim B'Lashonam. These are said, right, in their lashon.
Once you understand.
Ah, well, exactly. Yeah. So he says, right, Upeirush Kol Adam B'Lashonam B'Lashono. Their lashon means each person in their lashon that they understand, like Gil said. Yeah. Shu Shomer, that he hears, right? He understands, right? Afuki lemadai she'eno omer b'lashon parsi, right? This is coming up to Purim, right?
Yeah.
To excludes, you know, someone from Madai, you shouldn't be saying it in a lashon of parsi that he doesn't understand, right? Imeno shomo, if he doesn't hear it, if he doesn't understand it, yeah? Aval, but Tosfos concedes, b'chol lashon, the actual lashon, the gears that we have when it says b'chol lashon, yeah? Mashma ben shomer, ben she'eno shomer. It just sounds any language. It sounds like you don't need to understand it. Yeah. So Tosfos Bikaron basically wants to go with his Peshat. Yeah. But he says that our Girsa doesn't quite imply that. But he says, Uba Gemara lo mashma hachi. But the Gemara is not mashma that it's any lashon. It's mashma that you have to understand it.
Yeah. What's the point in saying it in another language if you don't understand it? Same as Hebrew.
Well,
Kurdish,
no, because, okay, it's a good question, Stum. It's an important question. Like, it could be that some of these things, yeah, you know you're doing a certain mitzvah, whatever it is, and you know that this is a text that Chazal say, so you're kind of, you're filling the mitzvah by saying the text.
I didn't have to it's talking about a language you don't understand. Otherwise,
there's
no
point in saying
the language. No, but I'm saying,
it's
like shaking a lulav.
I'm saying,
you just, right, shake a lulav, say some words.
Yeah, it's like, you know you're saying, I mean, I'm saying when you say understand, I know I'm saying, I'm told to say a bracha.
This is a bracha, this is the declaration.
I am, but I'm saying, I know I'm meant to be saying a bracha, and I'm saying the words that Chazal told me to say, yeah, and okay, I don't understand what it means. But let me put it another way, your question is a great question, yeah, I was thinking about it, yeah, but let's put it, what about if you don't understand Lashon HaKodesh?
Right, exactly. So then the Chol Lashon, that's what you have, the Chol Lashon.
No, but I'm asking, I'm saying, you, according you to you, yeah, I'm saying, are you Yotzi? You're saying a good point, which is, you're taking it pasha. Obviously, you have to know what you're saying. I mean, what you're doing if you don't know what you're saying.
No, okay? So if Chazal gave you the ability to say the whole Lashon, it's because then if you can't say Lashon HaKodesh, you should say it in the language you understand. Then there is no point saying in language you don't understand.
Well, first of all, you're making an assumption. This is you're saying to Rabban, like Chazal, yeah? I mean, I don't know where these right. could be laws derisa, but you're importing a kind of a svara right. that somehow Lashon Kodesh is like something it doesn't matter, but other Lashons, we only allow you because at least you understand it. So I'm not.
You're making things up, Gil.
I hear your spara, but you're kind of making whatever. But why am I Tosis does say like that? But but I'm saying one of the things. What's Tosis pointing to when he says Gemara Lo Mashmach Hachi? Yeah, I think he's pointing to the very fact. And when we start off with Sota, yeah, it talks about. It brings a brisa that talks about the fact. Yeah, that he has to explain to her certain things. Right, and similar, you know, there's you know, a lot of these cases, yeah, it's clear that it has to be lashon is shamas, yeah, things that you hear, right? So that is mashma that you have to understand it. But okay, let's get in the next now. The next toast is right. Dibur Matzchil Kriya Shema Tefillah, right? So this is tema, right? Amai Shaya Halal V'Kiddush Shabbos or Birchas HaPeiros or Birchas HaMotzi, yeah. So this is Meir's question, right? That why is it leaving out all these other things, right? Leika L'Meimah. Right, delo nakat ella deraisa, and don't tell me, oh, it's only choosing deraisa things, yeah, right? He doesn't. He's going to reject that. Skipping here a bit. The Nira, and he says, it seems to me, Dehani Ne'emarim B'chol Lashon Afilu Eina Shemeya. This is another chiluk, yeah? He says, right, the ones that weren't listed can be said in any language, even if you don't understand what they're saying. Yeah, that's the chiluk. So in the Mishnah, where it says, here's Lashon B'chol Lashonam, it's things that you can say in any language you have to understand.
These are brachas, and the list in the Mishnah are brachas, they're declarations. Declarations you have to understand.
Well, that's a big nothing.
I mean, it's also, it's saying the ones that are left out, we're talking about, is also about Halal, Kiddush Shabbos. Yeah, okay,
this is very interesting, the halakhically, this story.
Kiddush Shabbos.
Now, I will get to Halakh very briefly then, so don't get too led astray by this tesis, right? Hilkach, lo dami lahani de mestis and demo, daf kabila shonam. That's what the tesis says. Now, the Keren Ora, yeah?
Right.
I thought it's Kishmak, because first of all, by the way, he's going to say something, yeah? Which Rabbi Eliyahu actually ended up saying the answer to Remeir. So I always get a bit of geschmack when I look into things. Right. And I say, this person in the Chumura asked this kasha, and this person said this answer, and it's just like, whatever, it's nice to see. But anyway, this Keren Ora is pretty important, so let's see, let's go through it, right? So he says, I didn't think that, I'm sorry. Can we share? Can you two share?
It's on your phones as well.
Are you two able to share a sheet? Keren Ora, we're on number one, Keren Ora. We're going through the Peretz, we're just going through the Tosfos, this question about, Tosfos again, Bekitza says that the ones in the Mishnah, you have to be able to understand. He says that's mashup from the Gemara. But the second Tosfos says that the ones that are not in the Mishnah, the Chiddush, you don't need to understand. But it can be in any Lashon, you don't need to understand. An interesting chiluk. So it says the Keren Ora. Ubishlama parsha sota atishapit dim ena shemas umavina ein kan kabbalas shvua. Right. So he says obviously sota you have to understand because he's trying to explain things to her and then she needs to be able to be makabal what he's saying. The kabbal the shvua part of it is he says this is the shvua you're going to be able to say. Yeah. And she has to say amen amen. Yeah. Right. So she has to understand what she's saying. Obviously. If she doesn't understand, it's ridiculous. Right, Bashar got Devarim Ha'amim Bur Gemara, Shusarich Loma, right? And all the other things, as we said in Sota, in the Gemara says that he has to explain to her. So obviously she has to understand. Chen Shivusa Aedis and Picardon, there you must be other people. Obviously it wouldn't make sense if they didn't understand what you were saying to them, right? Sarich Lakabala, love Shvua, right? So Be'inan Dafka Shia Shemeo, maybe. About Krishma, Vitzvila, Birchas Mazon, right? But Kriyishma Tefillin Birchas Mazon, to Me'ikah Din Kavana Lo Ma'akva, right, Behu, Levad Mipasak Rishon Shal Kriyishma, right, Ubirchas Aves Petvila. But ask the Keren Ora, he says, these things where that bring this issue of Kavana, it's understood, obviously, if you have to have Kavana, you have to understand what's being said. But given that, according Din, the Kavana is only needed for the first Pasuk of Kriyishma and the Tefillas Aves in Tefillin, Shemon Esrei, My Lotz B'chol Lashon. Why shouldn't you be Yotzin Yoshin? So it's a bit against your assumption, Gil, He's thinking, well, at the end of the day, right, why shouldn't any Lashon work? If there's no specific requirement for you to understand it, and you don't need Kavana on that kind of thing, then why shouldn't it work? This is an assumption. Afilu lamadai b'Lashon Parsi. Kihechid Yotzin b'Lashon HaKodesh. As we pointed out, just as we all going to say, that if it's in Lashon HaKodesh, you don't need to understand it. Afilu misha ein amevin. Right, b'chol hani alasha shavin, and all lashons should be the same. I.e., once you say all lashons are the same, right? You can do it in any lashon. And if we know that you don't need to understand lashon kodesh, right? So why should you be able to understand these unless there's a specific reason? That's his taina. Mm-hmm. Yeah. V'atosvus lekaman, right? Dimimata kriyishma hikshu amai shai halal v'kiddushu birchas peirush birchas hamitzvus v'katvu lechalik v'chuli. Right, and now says on that chiluk, that Tosfos brings, He says, "V'lo yadana," right? "Minale lachalek pizer." I don't know why Tosfos makes that chiluk and says those things you don't need to understand, right? Umali, right? Birchas amazon, birchas peus, birchas motzi, v'kushasam zal ein amuchrach. And he says, and anyway, he wants to tie it. Tosfos' whole kasha isn't really a kasha. Why? The kiddush yeshloma de bichal tefillahu. Because you could say, it's left out. It's left out kiddush, but that's because kiddush be'etzim is a kind of tefillah, right? Mm-hmm. Interesting. The ikka kiddush hayom hu b'tefillah, right? Because actually, the ikka kiddush is actually sometimes we say but yotzi when we say the tefillah, right? We say that the amir about Shabbos in our tefillah.
There's no sign with halal.
Okay, wait a sec. Yeah, maybe yeah. Bekevan tan stama b'tzvila b'chol lashon b'chol kol tzvilas ben b'chol ben shabbos. Maybe you also halal, yeah. Beyond it, b'birkas a peiris of mitzvahs, right? B'chol b'birkas a mazon, and all these b'birkas and peiris, yeah, that could be in klal of b'birkas a mazon, right? Came into bracha deraisa nemra b'chol lashon kol sheken shab brachas deina name the rabbanon. So basically, b'kitzer, this is Rabbi Yahu's answer, which is to Meir's question, which is maybe these are just like the categories, but everything else fits into one of these categories. Interesting answer, yeah. But he concludes, in terms of the Ikka question, yeah, about why can't these other things be in every Lashon, he says, nira, hani, even though he's going to take on, you don't need Kvana, and this may be a bit similar to what you're saying, Gil, im eina mevin halashon, love klum ka'ama. Is this maybe what you're saying? He's saying that if you don't understand Lashon, basically it's gobbledygook, yeah? It doesn't got any meaning. Dumya de sota, right? Chenam min gav kriya shema, right? Shema, which means b'cholat lashon atashemea, chen gabi b'kas amazon, he says, yavinam b'yushalmi, right? Me'uberachta, there's a special limit there, you have to bless, right? So you have to, you're doing something meaningful. You're not just reciting gobbledygook, yeah? She yodea l'mi mevarech, you have to know to whom you're blessing, yeah? So if mamash you don't understand, maybe he's saying that's the reason why it would be that it doesn't work. And we said, what about Lashon HaKodesh? We said Lashon HaKodesh does work even if you don't understand. Hadiyotse im omer b'Lashon HaKodesh, av agav de'ena mevin alashon hu mishum nashim v'amei aretz. That, interestingly, is a special kula, right? That is because there's certain people who just simply, they don't understand, yeah? So, okay, so we say, you know what, you don't need to understand Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh has special koach, and even if you don't understand, it's going to work. Okay, Lemaisa, that's just very interesting, but I'm not going to get through this. But Mishnah Berurah, Halacha says, like Tosfos, yeah, that you have to be able to understand, but not like Tosfos, you have to understand everything, you know, all situations. He doesn't make that chiluk, yeah? But one of the important things to notice, he says, by the way, nowadays, he says, the Mishnah Berurah says, you can't rely on other Lashonas, right, in all these things, which is a bit surprising, yeah? So, you know, unfortunately, you don't think you can kind of do Kriya Shema in English or whatever. He says, for a simple reason, says the Mishnah Berurah, because we don't necessarily know how to translate some of the words. Like the totafos, yeah? How do you say that, you know, in English, yeah?
Phylactra,
I don't even know. He brings some examples of things where actually we don't necessarily know clearly how to translate them. I don't know how...
Yeah,
it's obviously at a certain point, but he's at least nowadays.
We need to see the Avonim with the 70 languages to see how they did with that one.
Okay. Anyway, you can look inside here. I just brought the Mishnah, but whatever. Just good to know that. Stick with Lashon HaKodesh and try to understand it also.
Right.
Okay. Next question. Parsha Sota Minale. Yeah. So this is a question I think we're all bothered by in different ways. Yeah. But ends up being actually the Rishonim asked this question, yeah? I was bothered by it kind of towards the end, which is much later on, yeah? We kind of start asking what's the default position, right? What's it like, when it says, when you talk about parshas from the Torah, right? What's the default, right? Is it that basically that it needs to be in Hebrew or can it be in any lashon, right? And then once you know the default, obviously the drushas come in contrast to tell you, you know, differently to what the default would be. So the question is, well, let's say the default is, yeah, that you can do it b'chol lashon. So the obvious question is, why in sota do we need a drasha? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So actually, the Rishonim deal with this. So I brought here Tosfos Rosh. I think the Tosfos Shantz actually is there as well. So that this is the first one and number two, Tosfos Rosh, yeah? It says, Tema, Maika Savatana Damas Nisin, right? Isvi relayed b'chol Torah b'chol lashon nemra. Lama leila Talmud le midrashehu, right? Mikra, right? Hanach de nemrim b'chol lashon. Why do we need a special drasha if the default would be, yeah, that, yeah, you can do it in all lashon? Okay, great. So sota just falls into the default, yeah? V'isava de b'lashon HaKodesh nemra. And if you can say, no, the default is everything has to be lashon HaKodesh. Lamilatui kra lahanach de'embrim lashon HaKodesh. So all the ones that we say, like chalitza, bikurim, you know, that has to be in lashon HaKodesh. Why do we need a pasuk for that, yeah? Yeah, so we see from the mission of the Gemara that we need pasuk in both ways, basically. That's fundamentally what's bothering him, which is kind of what, in a sense, the Gemara asks right at the end. Yeah, but we're asking here for the drushes right at the beginning. V'yesh Loma says the Tosfos Rosh, the Talmud boy left Rusha Aliba to Kuli Tanai. It's kind of conceding to the question, yeah? And that in a sense, yeah, everything that we see here is really just maybe only going within one opinion. Fascinating, right?
Right.
So when it's kind of coming to tell you the drusha for sota, it's actually, that's only according to the opinion that the default is you have to do Lashon HaKodesh. Oh, now I've got a drasha of Sota that says Sota is different, can be B'chol Lashon. But in Achanami, according to this, The opinion that says you can do it b'chol lashon wouldn't need the drasha that we have here, b'sota, right? Miuman tzara b'chol lashon emra, this is what he says, le'mitzrich kra, ela le'otanin emrim b'lashon ha'kodesh, in hachanami. Yeah, so when you go to the Mishnah, you should know that it's actually going within different kind of Tanaic opinions. Very shocking thing. So in fact, there's also a Tosfos in Megillah that said this. Okay, Beseder. Tosfos Yontif, Ligabe, the next one, Ligabe, the question of Sota, he's got a kind of a narrow answer that he brings here, Sifri, right, Amrinan, here. Ki lokativ kral hat b'chol lashon, come on, havamina nigma miyavama b'kal v'choma. Actually, we've got a Havramina that you would say a Kavachoma, apparently, that Yavama, this the Sifri says, Yavama is kind of like Kal compared to Sota. Sota is like somehow much more of a Machmir kind of din.
Mm-hmm.
So if Yavama has to be Balashan Kodesh, you would think that maybe Sota for sure has to be, it's more Chamor, has to be Balashan Kodesh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on this, Tosfos Rabbi Akiva comments on this Tosfos Yontif, and he gives a bit of a different answer here, yeah, which I thought was Geschmack, and personally, I know what it's interesting, it's Rabbi Akiva Eger, but for me, this was a different answer to the Rishonim that he brings on the back of Tosfos Yontif, that's why I bring it here. It says Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eger, right, on the Tosfos Yontif. He says, Vakashali, Haba Pshuto, E Lokativ Kra Lahate. If it didn't write a pasuk to be matir legabe sota, habi alfinan sota begam vidui maisa, the two things that we learn out, the first ones in the Gemara that can be learned out b'chol lashon, I would have learned that out, right? And begzeir shava da amira amira melevim. You know what? If I hadn't taught, even if I knew that the default was that you can do it b'chol lashon. Right. There's an issue here, there's an underlying cheshbon issue, yeah, which is, if it didn't say anything, I would learn Faket, because they were Shava, Amira, right, Melevim. So why Levim, it says, has to be Lashon HaKodesh, yeah? And therefore, I need specifically a pasuk in Sota, Lafuki, learning it, the Gezeira Shava, Amira, says the Rebbe Akiva Eger, Melevim, from the Parsha of the HaGrizim HaEvil, right? Aval debata kativ kra besota, the Hata B'cholashon, Shuvi Alfinan Yota, Amira, Stam, Amira, Stam. So therefore, although in theory I could have learned the Gzeira Shava Amira, yeah, which because obviously they both say Amira, but once I know Sota, so that tells me not to do that. And now also we know that Legabe Maisa, Bidu Maisa, I then learn Amira from just Grey Usa, yeah.
Isn't there a kasha on that because we learned a greater that with regards to Bidu Maisa, there's
no. No, that's not the kasha. That's good, yeah. Because what he's saying is...
Meaning, because we asked the Shaila, why didn't we learn Bidui Maisa, because it doesn't have the same double loshen that...
Nachon, but what he's pointing out is, yeah, that's only once... Okay, you have to see the order. Only once we know Sota. But let's say we didn't know Sota, then in fact, in Achanami, we just say both of them, let's learn Amira, you know, both of them from...
Right.
We don't ask the kasha on Sota, why don't we say loshen HaKodesh?
Nachon, so he's saying that would be, we don't ask it as a kasha, but the underlying thing is, if it didn't have its own limud, yeah, then you would have, in a chalami, you would have learnt it, starting point from the Levim, and everything else would flow from that. Geschmack, no? And then,
yeah.
For me, that was much more of a geschmack answer than, I mean, I don't want to, whatever, but you're showing him, I found that much in Cheshbon at least. Okay, Beseder. Okay, next question here, and this is something I discussed with Peretz on when I learned with him, was he focused it much more on this. What is actually the limud legabe sota? Yeah, because if you look at our Gemara, right, it says Parsha Sota Menala Dichtiv VaAmar Kohen LeIsha B'chol Lashon Shu Omer. Yeah, so Rashi changes the girsa. Yeah, have everyone saw that in Rashi, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it sounds like somehow it's because it says...
The changes it straight after.
Very good. And the Bryce also has a different thing. But it sounds like...
Well, later in the Gemara, then it also brings back the Lashon of the...
Oh, it does. Nachon, yeah. It does, by the way, it comes back, really, obviously, it comes back. It's a bit confusing, yeah? But from the simple Lashon, it sounds like it's somehow V'amar, from Lashon of Amar, and then Amar means any kind of Amira, yeah? Rashi changes that. But the Tosfos Yontif, you know, basically addresses this. So he first of all, the Bar Tanura here also says, he doesn't change the gears. He says, Dichtiv v'amah le'isha b'chol lashon shu omer. So the Tosfos Yontif says, Umash kasev the Bar Tanura and the Rambam. So a lot of people are saying the same thing as our simple gisa, right? Perush v'amah kohen le'isha, right? V'hachi gasin b'gemara, that is our simple gisa. Aval Rashi katav dehacha gausinan v'chuli. Yeah, we know the Rashi says differently. He says it's from El Ha'isha. He uses a different pasuk, El Ha'isha, right? So Uktavar Rav Muchach, and says the Tosef Yontif, Rashi is Muchach, he's correct, but Gemara, She'echtov lekaman, bevidui maisla, diyalifla, amira amira misota. Right? And he's got a proof from this, yeah? Because he says, yeah, this is a very interesting point. He says that we learn vidui maisla from the Lashon amira amira. It's like kind of this, as we said, like, it's kind of Gezeira Shavah, yeah? Umay ulme dehai mahai. Now, if you, because you make a point here, right? If the lashon of ama itself implies any lashon, why do we need to learn it from sota? I mean, it says ama by vidui maisa. Yeah, you hear that? So he's just saying a very simple thing. It doesn't mashma just because it says va'ama, right?
That it means any lashon. Take it out of context. Well, if you look in context of the pasuk, then it's
yeah. But why does one imply more every lashon than the other? Right. If you were just to say that, just says because he says because the pasuk can say it says for amah kohen, that means any lashon.
Well, it says right? Ella. It says Ella Isha.
Oh, wait a second. First of all, Ella Isha is not. It says Leisha. I was thinking along. I initially said to Peretz, but
right.
Peretz point out that's more. Right. That's more what Rashi said.
Yeah, right,
Ella
Isha. Right.
I was initially like kind of thinking along. The simple thing sounds like that it just says from lashon for amah kol lashon asher amah. So that's his point. He's saying that's the first thing that the Tosef Yom say, yeah? If that's true, then why do we need to have that special limit, right? Elahacha k'tiv el. But rather, it's really from the El Ha'isha, yeah? Od kasha and another kasha, al gisazu, b'shalashin shu omer, im kein mashma afilu ena shamas. And he says, if you say just from Va'ama, right, where do you get this lashon that she has to be able to hear? If it's El Ha'isha, then that sounds like she to the woman she has to hear, right? And in fact, that's the continuation, right? As we said, b'chol lashon she shomas, so she hears, yeah. So basically, b'kitzur, where would it be? You know, and there's, you know, first of all, we've got that case. The Bartanura seems to learn that way. The Rambam seems to learn that way. So it seems to be just from this pasuk v'amar, you know, v'amar Cohen. And so this is a strong kasha. So Be'etzem, in order just to show there is an answer, a petach to answering the kasha on the Bar Tanura, the Rambam, if they wanted to learn from here, the Meiri does say that there is a special thing, reason why maybe you can learn more here from Sota than you would be able to learn from Vidui Maisa, says the Meiri. The Heviu, this is the next one, the Heviu Gemara Mashkasu V'amar HaKohen L'Isha, V'hu Miyuta, right? The answer is because that pasuk here, but when it says the Amar Kohen Leisha is Miyuta. Shkvar Nema Lamala, because it says above, I think parents, you said this a bit, no? But it says above, right? Vishpia Kohen Va'amar El Ha'isha, right? So we kind of, it's not just from the Lashon Va'amar, right? But it's because the whole pasuk is Miyuta. And that enables us to have a drasha, Va'amar Kohen, any kind of a mirror, right? Mm-hmm. So that kind of at least addresses one of the kashas, I suppose, of the Tosef Yontif.
Just, no, they do it in Hebrew.
Women
doesn't understand Hebrew.
Right. Very good. That's very interesting. I mean, it's halach lemaisa also, by the way. Because you're saying if it's shamas, then I hear. Right,
you
right.
Normally we say if you do it in Hebrew, it
always works. Always works, yeah. Although there are Rishonim who say maybe, yeah, but yeah, nah, I hear, yeah, yeah. If it's shamas, if it's El Ha'isha, then clearly shas. All I'm saying, the Tosis beforehand, like, and everyone seems to be mashma from here, from these parshas and parsha of Shavuos Ha'edus, Shavuos Pekah. Yeah, it's minsvara they have to understand. I mean, saying it's like, no, parsha Tshvara. How can you mashbia someone if she doesn't understand? How can she? What is she saying a main to? If she doesn't understand what's going on? Yeah, lachora. I mean,
or is it just a tekes?
It was just a yeah. I mean, yeah, but how far can you stretch the tekes? I mean, I'm saying if there's a requirement that. I mean, does she know what she's saying? I mean, you just say, oh, now say amen. I mean, I'm speaking, what's going on, like, you know? I don't know. It's hard to understand, yeah? But, yeah, here. Okay. Right. So, this is a question that I had, number four here, yeah? I don't know whether you were bothered by this, yeah? But we say, lo tema gnuso, ella ema tsaro. So, when we talk, we kind of make a change, yeah? And we say... That actually, when we're talking about the things that you say on right, the things you say on Bikurim, yeah, Arami Avodavi, yeah, it's not actually saying you're gnus, yeah, about love and being Avodah Zarah, but it's actually talking about the Tzar. So Rashi says because you know we're talking about what love did to us, what happened in Mitzrayim, yeah, and then we carries on. Ketanya Tami Tami, we cut right Yikra, Akra.
Yeah,
correct. Yeah. Sarich lahodia tsaro b'rabim. There's a concept that if it's a tsar, you have to declare it b'rabim. So actually, I was bothered by this. I answered Peretz this actually. I don't understand, because if the tsar is talking about what happened by Lavan, what happened by Mitzrayim, yeah, like you're talking about like even Lavan, second 100 years ago, yeah. So what do you mean? Like, if the concept is you say your tsar, so people daven for you, right? So I'm trying to get other Jews to daven for me because of what happened, like, right, you know, 100 years ago by Lover.
Right.
You know, like, how do these two concepts go hand in hand? Yeah. I'm saying
why would that be a question? I don't understand.
No, because I'm saying if the reason why the Gemara is saying you need to say your tsar is because you know what you want, you spread out things that are difficult for you, so you get other people dubbing. Right. You know, it's something I'm going through a difficult time, so please dubbing for me. So I just want to let you know, by the way, I'm in tsar because my forefathers were slaves in Egypt.
Said it time
and love and the. Please, can you dubbing for me?
No, but you wouldn't do that. You'd say I'm in tsar right now because that's what
I said.
I know, but
this is therapy from the Torah Minayim.
200 years ago, they were slaves.
The same answer you said. The parents said the same answer, which is we're still going through psychological trauma and we need to double check. I heard that answer, yeah? Okay, I'm saying there's room to give different answers here. I didn't see the Achronim deal with this question, yeah? But I'm saying you can, you know, I hear that answer. Maybe in a Chanami, maybe we need to double for each other because of what happened in Mitzrayim or Lavan. We're still suffering. I hear the answer.
We live it.
You're not okay. So I know. I saw two Achronim deal with this question.
English people don't hold the therapy.
English people are doing it pretty good.
Okay. So Marsha says, "Ksas kasha, my shai chachalo dia b'kol ram tsaro sha'avar." Right? Kadesh yibakshu rachmim al mashavar. Mada hava. I mean, Marsha is a bit more brutal. What's happened? It's in the past. Get over it. No more therapy. Yesh loma b'dochek, says the Marsha. Levakei shalav rachmim shlo yavo od tsara kazu. You're saying, listen, this happened in the past. What's happened has happened. But please, daven for me so that we shouldn't have to go through this again, says the Marsha. Okay. Rav Eliashiv says, differently, he said, Dvarim sarach bia, he says the same question. Barnirim b'zeh pashut, devada milta d'genusa b'kol ram, l'maskana d'hakavana hu l'tsaro, when we say it's l'tsaro, hatam b'zeh hu mishum hodav halel al shigaleinu Hashem mikol elu. In Achanami, that actually, this tsar is really just to get people to say halel and shvach. Look, Hashem, you took us out, you deliver us from the vote, you know, from all the strife of Lavan, from all the difficulties. So let's finish. And that's why you have to say it b'kol ram. Right. You're going to ask, yeah, but you're avoiding the question. Okay, wait a sec. B'svara ein lezeh shum shaychus lahadim etzora. And in Achanami, you're saying, it has nothing to do with the reason for the Mitzora. Yeah? Rak de ka'ati la'avi asmachta. It's just an asmachta, like a linking, yeah, b'alma, to kvar matzinu, right, to belashen mifarasoma barabim, yeah? B'sham hu atamache in Achanami. There you do it for a different reason, to get people to daven for you. It's just a different reason. Sometimes tsar is to get people to daven. Sometimes tsar is to say, look, I went through this, but b'ruch Hashem, I'm okay, yeah? And then, you know...
Sorry, Osman's right. But the asmachta is... From what Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai said, anyway, the asmachta is we learn to daven quietly, and he brings the ola chatas as an asmachta. So too, we say our tzara out loud, right? So that people can daven, just like what happened back then when people were davening in that situation.
Well, no, I mean, we know here you say your tzara loud because it has the lashon of the anisa, right? The anisa is like to say it out loud. The question is just why. So initially we thought you're saying out loud, yeah, because it's gnus, right? We say no, you don't say gnus out loud, yeah. So we change it. We say it's tsar. But when we say, and here's another case of where you say your tsar out loud, just Rabbi Yashiv is saying, but it's not for the same reason. But in Achanami, we see there's different cases where you say your tsar out loud. But in Achanami, it's a bit kind of loved after in the end, according to Rabbi Yashiv.
Right.
Okay.
Where do we learn we have to do video on my server?